was this huge dark stone edifice, his Pilgrim Congregational Church, which was the church built by the wealthier families of Tremont. And it is an architecturally significant church. As a matter of fact, it is in a way a national landmark. It was built on the Akron Plan. And that's a church that could open up its sanctuary and its meeting rooms to create one great area for people to congregate in, to not only worship, but to hear concerts and to use the church for various purposes. Fascinating story about Pilgrim was it began really to work with all the immigrant groups that came into Tremont. Pilgrim became, in a sense, a social settlement, a neighborhood center for many people who may not have been Protestant, who may not have had their roots deep in Tremont's history. It sponsored dances, it had a bowling alley, it had clubs, it had classes. And these appealed to the second generation, the American-born generation within the community. The question is, you know, what did their parents feel and what did the authorities in that community feel about kids who would have been Orthodox, Byzantine Catholic, or Roman Catholic turning up at a congregational church? And there were fears of that. Not that I know that the church ever proselytized, but the assumption is that they might have proselytized. I cannot prove this, but I think one of the reasons that Merrick House started where it did was simply because there needed to be a Catholic alternative for it.